KEOX, the most influential station in New York State.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Me and Steve-O, happy birthday, boy.
Thank you, man.
And behind the glass, Chuck and Nick. And let's get to Larry. Larry Tolt's on the line.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Larry. Good to hear from you.
You know, you guys really need a two-hour show because I congratulate you on your success.
Thank you. You generate
a lot of interest, and there's just not enough time.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, too, Steve.
Hey, much appreciated. Very deeply appreciated. But the greetings are pouring in from all over the country. just enough. My best friend in high school, my best friend in college, scattered relatives. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Biden, and, they say he has like a 30% approval rating. Do you believe any of the polls? When Trump was running against Hillary, she had a 95% chance of winning. I can't see 30% of this country being that stupid to support Biden. Did you hear Kamala Harris the other day?
Oh, she's
I haven't heard the latest installment, no.
But she was making a speech. She said, and Biden's over here supporting the tremendous alliance we have with North Korea. North Korea.
Really? Oh, my
Unbelievable.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So another point I want to bring up is, the House had a vote the other day about keeping men out of women's sports. Not one Democrat voted for that. Not one Democrat. Where's the Me Too movement?
Incredible.
Where's the women's movement? You know, it's disgraceful what's going on in this country.
Very, very strong point, and they have
Gloria
no answer
Steinem.
To it.
Remember Gloria Steinem in the 60s? Where's Gloria Steinem?
Well, Larry, just follow the logic. If a Republican made a non-defense or just went silent on a controversial subject like that, those microphones and cameras would be glistening in the sun. So many questions for the nearest Republican. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? But there's no second guessing. There's no pressing of the left by the left. And I think we can't look for it anymore.
You can always tell when there's an anti-First Amendment right. And I love VOX, but there's two shows on VOX. I'm not going to mention their names. You're going to know who I'm talking about. One's on Friday. And then, I'll mention one name, Alan Schachter.
Yes.
All the stations that are far left, all the programs, they don't accept any call-ins because they spew so much lies that they know the public is going to react to them, and they'd have to answer them, and they can't.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of that on the left. Let's face it, that show you mentioned, which I believe has or does still originate in Albany, let's face it, that's a publicly subsidized or state-funded, state-supported enterprise. And believe me, they're not individual. They're not privately owned. Nobody knows if they're making money or not. So what's your best test? Are you viable in the market? We'll never know about that show.
Hey, Larry, with this big election coming up, I think we have to do something, some kind of... I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I said that there has to be some kind of preventive voter fraud again because you can't have...
Absolutely.
You can't have these elections and then... A guy has rallies with 60,000 people, 20, 30,000. Another guy has a rally with 15 people in it and 30 people in his rallies there or whatever. The numbers don't add up here. There has to be some kind of voter ID, some kind of data entry.
Absolutely.
That you get a number from the party. You don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, independent. You get a party, and that number goes into a data entry service, which is double-checked come election time. That's how I would do it. That's how I would do it.
And it's over in one day. France has an election. It's over in one day, paper ballot.
And not exactly right, Larry. Exactly. It doesn't last for months.
Let me ask you another question. You brought up the Kennedy name. Who killed Kennedy?
Who killed Kennedy?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something. You don't think we have enough time in an hour show? What are we going to do with this?
No, I mean, I was holding on for a half hour.
Right.
And, I've been on for maybe...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying...
He's making a joke.
That's a huge subject. I'm saying, it's endless country.
Well, how was Kennedy killed? The President Kennedy. How was he killed?
President Kennedy?
Yeah.
I accept that Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oswald, and there was rumors that he was set up because they wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
All right, let me. You just proved my point. Kennedy was killed by Oswald, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, not the gun. Kennedy was killed right. by Oswald, not the gun.
Yes.
Now, why is
guns
Biden
can't pull
hiring,
a trigger on their own?
Why is Biden hiring 75,000 tax collectors armed? Is he forming his own little tyrannical army?
Sounds like a tax posse.
Sounds like to me that they want to tackle more of the middle class. That's what it sounds like to me.
Sounds like Gestapo tactics.
Exactly.
And Larry, what you're pointing to is the perversion of language the media has inflicted on us. Remember, people, as you say, used to commit violence, not their weapons, guns, and in many cases, unfortunately, knives. Right? It's gun violence. I suppose that means knife violence. And let me ask you something. The field of abortion or the issue of abortion, are we going to start referring to that as abortion violence? Or are we going to accept that people are involved in that, making those moral choices or immoral choices, the case may be? Who gets to design our language? Do we leave it to the media?
I think abortion should be the state. I told you that during the break, Steve. The government, the federal government should not tell people what to do. I think it should be run by the states.
They talk about my body, my choice. Well, how about the baby's body, the baby's choice?
Right.
You think the baby wants to die, be torn apart limb by limb out of the womb?
Well,
and that's how it happens.
Tell you the truth, Larry and Steve. Partial birth abortion should be banned. I don't care what semester, whatever month you're in or whatever should be born. If you're seeing how they do that, partial birth abortion is one of the most disgusting things you'll ever see.
They rip the baby apart.
They rip the baby and they suck the brains rather than the head of the baby. So right. I hate to sound disgusting like that on the radio, but that's how they do it, everybody.
Well, it's a fact of life. I hesitate to say life. A fact of death. You're right, and it's horrible. But let's face it, we're not having a full debate on this subject.
Yeah. You know what? We have to stop tiptoeing, on flowers. We have to come out and start speaking the truth. And if someone doesn't like it, it's too bad. As long as we have the truth on our side.
All right, Larry.
Well, Larry, just to finish your point, that would require an opposition party, in this case the Republican Party, to have principles and to be willing to stand on them. But that's not the party I know of lately, let's face it.
Well, let me say one more thing and then I'll get off.
Okay.
Lou, you were hesitant to say anything about supporting Trump. I support Trump 100%. I go by his track record. This country had nothing but good news every day. We have a buffoon running the country now and a vice buffoon, and they want to take away the gas stoves, the gas cars.
I can't disagree with you. You're 100%, Larry, but here's what I say. We're not getting attacked by China now because of Ronald Reagan's Star Wars. If Ronald Reagan had Star Wars in place, if that wasn't in place, what these idiots that are in office now are doing with China try to capitalize the world here, we'd be in bad shape. It's Reagan right now who's protecting us in heaven. So with the Star Wars, that's how I see this.
Anyway, guys, have a nice evening.
Thank you.
I look forward to the next show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Larry.
It's a good point you've made, but let's face it, he did us a favor, and the Americans of both parties who supported that strategy 25 years ago,
exactly.
30 years ago, were thinking ahead of the time. But let's face it, that defense that we have, that he and a cooperative Congress passed, is the reason we are safe and secure today. But we are losing that advantage. You know it. We're losing in numbers of naval vessels. We know it. We're losing control of our interests throughout the world.
300 more naval ships in the Chinese Navy.
Without a doubt. And the total number of men and women under arms, Lou, in this country, active duty, less than 1.5 million. For a nation of 330 million, we should make it more important, more urgent.
I agree with you totally. All right, let's get to who's on next. Mike Florio. Mikey, what's up?
Hey, Lou. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you very much.
Earlier, when you opened the show, you were talking about voting and stuff. I found this out just the other day from a friend of mine who was higher up in the BOE in New York City. And she told me that the municipalities have a choice of four different voting machines they can choose. And the ones with the paper ballots, the Dominion,
yes,
are the easiest ones to cheat on.
Yes, I've heard that.
And but why do they still allow it?
I do not like personally like the paper ballots, because everybody sees what you who you're voting for. And when you live in small cities like this city or whatever like that, oh, Steve voted for this guy, Lou voted for this girl, or that guy or whatever. Like you, when you went there and you voted, you pulled the curtain. It was just you and that, and the curtain behind you. That's it. Not 15 people looking over your shoulder to see what you're voting for on the bonds and voting for a person in running for office. You agree with that, Steve?
Absolutely. Spot on. Mike, and let's face it, the media has played a very important role in discrediting anybody who questions current election procedures. They've made it the equivalent of Holocaust denial. And the newer example, right, climate change denial. Now to question an election, however valid your grounds, whether you're of the Democrat, Republican, or Independent Party, you're called a denier. And that's illegitimate. That's wrong.
All right. Thanks, Mike. That's the music. All right.
Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves.
VOX. Okay. This is WVOX at 1460 for Mamaroneck, Bronxville, and Waikagil.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. It's Steve and Lou, Steve Mayo, birthday boy. And we got three callers on, so try to speed it up with your...
get to El Punto.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's get to Chris first. Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris. Hi, Chris.
How old are you now? Happy birthday.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
I'm not giving his age out, but he was a waiter at the Last Supper.
Nice celebration. A fine celebration. It's the year when a lot of people graduated from high school, and it ain't 81. So just take a guess. Transpose
a little bit. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just was wondering what you're thinking about on the default, you know, on the national debt. That situation, you know, it's a very
important question. I'm glad you raised it. It's something, Lou, you're taking a side on that, or?
I have an opinion.
My opinion
is like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I think it's that type of a situation, and I do think that the primary responsibility does lie with the House of Representatives.
Well, certainly, it's a matter of law. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I think this is just a political stunt, and it could
Chris,
be.
Chris, you're good today. You're very good today, Chris.
You're very glib. Yes. You're very glib, man.
Yeah, we're behaving, right?
Hey, no, no.
I think
you're steady. Chris, I do believe it's subject to political manipulation, but let's face it, nobody thinks the federal government or most of the state governments are really doing enough to spend wisely. Right. They don't run our national treasury the way you run your household, Chris. I know you just a little, but I know you and your family consider what are the expenses, where is the income, and you try to make a balance out of them.
Right. And you know, financial, the legal, it originates in the House of Representatives. All the financial bills does originate in the House of Representatives.
Right.
You know, so I really think it's, you know, again, you know, all this political stuff that's going on, but it could be a very serious, you know, issue for the country.
Absolutely.
It
must be watched.
Chris, one other thing with the deficit is my thing here is that this whole illegal immigration thing is adding on to this numbers that are growing and escalating like crazy.
Right.
You got people living in hotels. in Manhattan
right
now, that you would, if me and you would take our wives there for a weekend or whatever like that, we're paying $500-$600 a room.
Yeah, you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, we couldn't afford
it. Could I?
Yeah. And these guys and people are staying in whatever. I think this should be cut back. You look at all this fentanyl that's coming into this country through backpacks they're carrying.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's putting a burden, people getting killed or whatever like that. Right. I think that we need to cut back and think about your own backyard instead of worry about somebody else's backyard.
Well,
that's what I think
we're
doing.
You're absolutely fair.
The House of Representatives could make that decision on spending, on where and how to spend the money, whether it be on immigration or drug enforcement. That's an issue that the House of Representatives can initiate.
That's its responsibility. You're right. But to be fair, Chris, and it's your point, and I think I'm just adding to a good point, let's face it, the many sanctuary jurisdictions, states and cities nationwide, I don't have to tell you the reality in Westchester County, city of New Rochelle, too. They don't have extra money to spend. New York City, we know, costing it several billion dollars, was the number $4 billion floated, and they're looking for aid from Washington?
Exactly.
How big could this problem be nationwide, Chris?
Exactly.
Before we counsel Congress, and they deserve responsibility for this, how about our localities? Are they making the problem worse or better?
All right, Chris.
All right. I don't want to, I got
like three callers backed up. We want to try to get everybody on. So thank you, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. All right. Let's, I think Joanne's next. Joanne, you there?
Yes. Hi. Happy birthday to Steve.
Thank you, Joanne. I just want to fulfill an obligation, I feel, and we won't be able to cover it fully tonight. A couple of weeks ago, you asked me about the dividing line between American Jews and Israel and the Jewish American vote. And Israel, and you made a very good point that Jewish American vote, unfortunately, has not increased for the safety of Israel at a time when much of our country supports Israel as one of our most reliable allies. And I just wanted to say, let's cover it in greater depth another time. I know we're backed up with calls, but I think it's a valid question, and I'd like to give you my thinking about it. Maybe next week, if you'll remember to call, I would like to start out, or at least begin a little earlier with it. There's just not enough time now.
Great. Yeah. I've been on and off since the beginning, since Bruce. But anyway,
I
finally got through. So let's see. Just quickly, though, I just wanted to say that I do disagree with you too on the Trump situation, because I can't help but today on another show that I was listening to, won't name it either, but they were saying that they laugh at they were comparing Trump to Biden. I mean, there is absolutely no comparison. Are you kidding me? With the brains and the intelligence at this right now, I'm talking about. Maybe years ago he had a little more. I don't even believe he ever had.
I think
Trump
you're right.
Up there, sorry.
I think you're right.
Sorry to say, but I think he's right on the money right now. I do think. Disregarding it,
Joanne, just to your point, I don't want to take up your talk time, but I will tell you, whatever you think of their personalities are controversial and far from perfect. But let's give Trump the credit. The man was a businessman, Lou. He ran a business, and I know he has a lot of detractors and supposedly people he never paid. I don't buy that. He paid most of his bills. He knows how to run a business, and Joe Biden knows how to sit in the legislature where responsibility is spread over 50 or 100 people. There's no comparison in terms of executive ability.
My answer to all this here, guys, is that look what's going on in the world. World domination with China. Look at North Korea shooting rockets over in the Bay of Japan right now. Look at all these things that are happening.
This did not happen under Trump's
administration. That's what you have to look at this whole picture. Trump, right. The bad thing about Trump is he trips on his own 2 feet and he puts his foot in his mouth all the time.
Not so much now. Yeah, but you know what? You guys aren't cutting him in his slack. That was then. This is now. Have you heard his new speeches? But anyway,
he's been good. He's been good, but
His strength is what we need. We need his strength.
We need something because China is on a world domination move right now, everybody, and that's how I see this.
They were afraid of Trump. He was a little ping pong there.
Seems unquestionable. I agree with you.
All right, so I know you have to get to someone else. I'll let you go now, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Joanne. Thank you.
Thanks for your points.
All right, Billy, you're there. We can squeeze you in. I know the music's in the background, Billy, but we'll squeeze you in. I guess they hung up. Sorry about that, Billy. Sorry about that. Give us a call next week. Try to call a little earlier. All right. Steve, good show tonight.
Great.
Nikki, good music tonight.
Great audience tonight. Great callers. Thanks.
Great callers. And like I said, with the school board, election is coming up, everybody. look at this whole thing seriously. Remember, this is 70% of your tax bill you're talking about.
Show up and vote.
Yes, exactly. God bless. We'll be back next week, everybody.